Just about any search on Google for best whitewater rafting or most dangerous rafting includes West Virginia. Around 150,000 people commercially raft a West Virginia river each year, mostly on the New River and Gauley River, which go through Fayetteville. At one point, there were just less than 30 rafting companies in the area, and today they have conglomerated into 6 major adventure businesses. And taking many of the people down the river is a raft guide, someone who's professionally trained to know water, but also to know people. The concept of a river guide in West Virginia started to form in the late 60s, and it turns out there's an entire culture within the guiding community, one that's been passed down for decades and is developing more each year. I spent a day with river guides on the New River in southern West Virginia. Here's my story. I'm on a raft with 7 other guests on the Lower New River. The water is warm, the canyon surrounding us is tall, and it's covered in thick green trees. Birds are chirping, there's a slight rainy drizzle. The arch of the New River Gorge Bridge glimmers in the distance. We're with a guide who goes by the name Ray Ray.
This is the best life in the world. I actually have 2 college degrees. I've never used a day in my life.
Roger Wilson is the CEO of Adventures on the Gorge, a river guiding outfit in Fayetteville. He says all the guides have a deep love for the outdoors.
There's something that happens when that first wave hits you. Whitewater rafting is either in your blood or it's not. And when that first wave hit me, I was addicted.
Roger says guiding is not for everyone. There's a large social aspect. One has to be able to read people just as well as one reads the water. Dave Bassage, who's been guiding since 1984, says there's a close mutual respect between him and the customer.
I really love the dynamic of having a crew of different people every day and introducing them to what I think of as the dance with moving water. And we're just one of its partners, and we've got all these other partners in the raft.
Being a river guide can be a nomadic lifestyle. The season only goes from March until October. Jay Young, the media manager for Adventures on the Gorge, says many of the river guides work at ski resorts in the winter, or they continue guiding in South America.
Everything they own fits in the back of their truck or their car, and they're off to the next destination for whatever's in season, whatever adventure sport is in season.
The guide leading the boat I'm on has made a career out of the industry. Ray Ray has guided in West Virginia since 1992 and worked on dozens of other rivers across the world. On our trip, there's 4 other rafts with guides in our group, but Ray Ray is the trip leader. He consistently checks in with the other guides.
Y'all ready? You ready, caveman? Let's do it. Let's light this candle.
All the river guides have nicknames. One man with shoulder-length blonde hair goes by Caveman. He got the name because of where he lived for about 8 months, the span of a full rafting season.
I was looking around through the woods one day, found this cool little rock house, like overhang, and just made it onto a house. I actually had an endangered species of salamander that lived in there with me. It was pretty neat.
And Ray Ray's nickname is a bit of a mystery, but Jay has a theory.
Ray Ray is Ray Ray because he's twice the fun.
Ray Ray gives us paddling commands.
Like forward and back, forward and back. All right, you're not using your arms. Let's try it again. Everybody rock forward.
There are long stretches of calm, scenic floating. Ray Ray explains the history of the area, and he tells us stories, like how different rapids and obstacles in the river got their names. There's Greyhound, Flea Flicker, Meat Grinder, Old Nasty, and Miller's Folly.
A kayaker named Miller got stuffed up underneath that rock years ago. He was trying to get to the right-hand side of that rock and run a real gnarly line over there, but got flushed in under it. He swam out alive, which is a million to one shot. He needed to go buy himself a lottery ticket.
Ray Ray's skin seems to be permanently tan. The fine lines on his face are of a person who's worked outside all their life. When he sits on the back of the raft, paddle in hand, he's in his element. Mostly, he jokes in a playful voice with the guests.
Remember I told you, I don't bring you back, they're gonna dock my pay. Yeah. So you better make you swim, okay?
But in serious moments, Ray Ray exudes confidence. His voice booms, his commands are clear. In the rapid sections of the river, the raft pushes itself through the raging white water. Everyone gets soaked. Ray Ray guides us the entire time. My recorder is kept safe in a dry box, so the sound is a little muffled.
Go, 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 go.
After this rapid, we pause to check on the other rafts in our group. We're approaching an obstacle called Meat Grinder.
Just a collection of undercut rocks where the water just goes under and through it. We say water goes through, bodies do not.
Some people are thrown out of their raft in the rapid above Meat Grinder. They're not part of Ray Ray's group, but he immediately springs into action. The possibility of something catastrophic happening is low, but Meat Grinder is one of the more dangerous areas on the river. The guides react quickly.
Guys, back it up! Leave the boat and swim! Swim!
Everybody was fine, but it's because Ray Ray and the other guides on our trip are experts on reading the water and reading each other. Something Jay Young, the media manager for Adventures on the Gorge, says is just part of being a professional guide.
If you were to hang out at the guide camp or even in the bar on a Saturday night, you wouldn't think that these guys are, you know, the professionals that they are. But when the poo hits the fan on a river, there's nobody else that I would want out there with me. Nobody else, because they rush into action. They all know exactly what to do, and it gets done fast.
Guides have always had their own language, whether it's hand signals on the river or talking about water depth or names of rapids. And Ray Ray says it's evolved over time.
Like we're going to be running one down here called Flea Flicker that a lot of old timers used to call it last kick in the pants. For the most part, though, over time has evolved, and, you know, it's just a way for us to communicate. It's like our own kind of language, you know? It's like speaking river guide, you know, speaking hippie.
And it's the senior guides, like Ray Ray, that teach this new language to the up-and-coming guides, people who might not have prior rafting experience, but are brought together through their love of the outdoors. Like former Inside Appalachia intern Claire Himmy. She's a first-year guide who is new to the river, but she took the job because she wanted to be paid to work outside.
It's just this wonderful, eclectic mix of everyone from everywhere who just want to be outside.
River guides have always been adventure-seeking people. Roger Wilson, the Adventures on the Gorge CEO, says he started guiding in 1975, and he says the concept of the commercial rafting industry was still new.
Every rock wasn't named, every route wasn't ran. There was still that point of discovery. We were developing an industry, developing something new that no one had ever done before.
Today, safety is a top priority. Before getting on the river, everyone signs a waiver. Ray Ray asks each person about their health.
Any kind of pre-existing medical condition will not keep you from going on this trip either, but I need to hear about those back condition, heart condition.
But that wasn't always the case. Charlie Walbridge guided on the Cheat River in northern West Virginia from the late 70s until the early 80s. He says there wasn't a guide in every raft, people didn't sign a waiver, and guests were often treated like friends rather than a paying customer.
If somebody fell out of the boat, you know, we'd certainly go help them, but we'd laugh at them and... You know, there were all kinds of slang. You know, when I first started, the guests were turkeys, and then they were carp, and then they were geeks.
And today, guides are almost always in every raft. And there's more respect between the guide and customer. Roger says guiding has become a way to share the love of the sport.
It evolves to watching these new guests hit these rapids for the first time and watching the smile on their face.
Back on the New River in the raft with Ray Ray, we are finishing up our day. For most of the guests in the boat, it's the first time down those rapids. But for Ray Ray, he's done it thousands of times. And he'll be out again the next day, likely guiding more guests down the same rapids. But he still has a big grin and excitement for the river.
Thank y'all very much, man. Y'all played hard today. I told y'all that was going to be a fun ride today, man. That's a rowdy ride.
Back on shore, all the rafts are deflated and loaded on a trailer. All 32 people in the group load up on a bus where cold beer and soft drinks are waiting. Ray Ray has one last message.
Guys, keep getting off your couch and go living your life. Don't watch this go by. Part getting the game, guys. Here's to y'all. Yeah, rafting! Yeah. Yeah.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Caitlin Tan in Fayetteville.